Well, here we go on a Friday morning. Time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. She's back. Realty expert Caitlin Soley. We're going to talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, we are back on a Friday morning with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We have got realty expert Caitlin Soley back in the studio. Don't you just love hearing that applause every time we introduce you?
Oh, yeah. Makes me feel so important.
How you been the last 2 days?
Good. I'm good.
Things haven't changed a whole lot.
No, not really.
Not really. You know, you kind of got me excited when we were talking Wednesday because you were going to talk about pets this morning.
Yes.
And, of course, you're a pet owner. You've got a couple of dogs. I've got a couple of dogs and a kitty, and we used to have iguanas and all that kind of stuff. But pets in real estate. Now, I know when you're looking to buy a place, you probably have your pets in mind because a lot of people, let's face it, pets are part of the family.
Yep.
But then you hear, like, when you're buying a house, seems like it's always cats that get all the attention because, oh, you can tell they had a cat in here. But anyway, take it away. What about pets in real estate?
Yeah. So, you know, we always hear about, we talk about the people in real estate, you know, whether that's people who are wanting to buy a house or sell a house or, you know, the realtors, the lenders, all that stuff. We never really talk about the pets, though. So today I thought, let's talk about the pets.
That's important.
It is. It very much is. I'm a pet lover myself. Like you said, I have two dogs. I know there are some people who don't like pets, though.
Yeah, can't stand
that's
them.
That's okay. That's okay. I did call the city just because I was curious. In Grand Forks, there are approximately 2,000 dogs registered. Because you know how you have to get, like, your pet license through the city. There's 2,000 dogs registered with the city. And they said, obviously, there's a lot more that probably aren't registered. And that's a really big number.
It is.
It's a lot. And then that's not even including, like, cats or other pets either. So I just feel like, you know, even in the summertime in Grand Forks, you see so many people walking their pets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I just feel like Grand Forks is a really big pet lover town.
And the responsible ones are walking their pets with a little baggie in their hand.
Yes,
there you
up
go.
After their pets. Yep, exactly. So just kind of wanted to set the tone of the podcast with that is that in Grand Forks, there are a lot of pets within households. And that's, you know, kind of just talking about dogs and cats today, but any like free roaming pets is really important to kind of be thinking about if you are going to be buying a house or selling a house. So we'll kind of go into some pros. The first one that I see a lot for anyone who is buying a house and they have pets, the first thing that they want is a fenced in yard. Especially if they have dogs, or kids, I guess. But some people consider their pets their kids.
So
having a fenced-in yard, if you're someone who is selling your house and you don't have pets, this might be a really good feature to add to your house because it really does attract a lot of buyers to your property if they see that it's a fully fenced-in yard. So that's the first thing I wanted to get out there on the table. But this one is like the most number one important thing to do if you are selling your house and you have free-roaming pets. The number one thing is to get them out of the house for showings. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a showing and I like to get there, you know, 10-ish minutes early just to go turn on all the lights, make sure that the house is good to go. Because the last thing I want to do is have my buyer behind me as I walk in the door and there's something wrong. So I like to get there early and I can't tell you how many times I've gotten there and I was not informed that there was big dogs in the house you know, a free roaming pet that would like follow you around the entire time or bark at you the entire showing. And for buyers, that is so distracting. I was just talking to another agent in my office and he said that there was one showing he went to where both of the doors were shut. So he opened the door and there was a bird flying around the room. So even something like that, I think communication goes a long way to inform people that there's pets in
like
the house.
About 2 years ago?
Or just take them out.
Okay. I bet you I know whose house that was. Anyway.
And I'm not saying like pets are a bad thing. I love pets with all my heart. But it for some people, like, pets can be scary. I know people who are really terrified of dogs.
People have phobias.
And if they see that there's dogs in the house, they will not go.
Yep.
I've had people, you know, we get to the front door and they can hear dogs like really, you know how dogs get kind of protected?
Sure.
Bark, bark, bark. Mm-hmm. And they've actually said, hey, I don't want to go in there. Let's cancel the showing and go to the next house.
Wow.
And I just don't want that to be, if, you know, if you're the one selling the house, I don't want that to happen to you because that could have been the buyer.
Yeah.
So here are some things that you can do. I know some people are more fortunate than others where they can do these things, but one tip is to put dogs in kennels.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've had some clients selling a house and they had jobs where they could not come back home to remove the pets. So they just had them up in a room in kennels. And then on the door, we just had a note saying dogs are in here in kennels. You can open the door, peek in. And then we also let the agents know when they were going to go show the house so that they knew the dogs were up there, but they were locked away. Another option is to bring dogs to daycare if you can for the, you know, hopefully your house sells within a week. So you only have to do it a couple of days. Some people have flexible jobs where they're able to come home on their lunch or leave to come home and remove them. I've had people take them on a walk just while we do a showing. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be anything too big. The main thing is if you can't remove them from the house, just lock them up. And this does go for cats too, because cats can be very mischievous little things, knocking things over during showings, following you around, meowing. And it's just a super, super huge distraction. And really, like, truthfully, I can't think of any situation where an agent would say, yeah, no problem. Like, leave your pets out. They're fine. Yeah. The big thing is just lock them away. Okay, so going on with that, other things that sellers can do if they have pets in the house is to put any like food bowls, toys, dog beds, those things, kind of put them away for the day in a closet. Because if people walk into a house and they see that there's pets, sometimes that's a turnoff right there. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, there's pets in this house. I don't want it. And a lot of times it's because they have a pet themselves and, you know, with smells, odors.
Yep.
I know having cats, they can be very, like, if there's other smells, they'll be very territorial.
You cheated
and stuff
on
like
your
that.
Cat.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So just putting away all of those things. Obviously, they're probably going to know that you do have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
But just putting those things away, it's less of a distraction. If you can, we also really highly recommend for sellers to get your carpets professionally cleaned and shampooed.
Yeah.
Because the pet smells, a lot of owners are very like oblivious to the pet smells, but it's a thing. And it's not like it's a bad thing. It can just be a very big turn off to buyers.
My wife can smell that stuff. I can't.
Exactly. So just, you know, get the carpet shampooed. And then we always just recommend, like, if you have dog beds, like washing them once a week just to kind of eliminate those smells with cats and stuff like that. I know like cat litter can be a super strong smell to some. Some people don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a preference for buyers. So kind of just eliminating those red flags that would turn off a buyer for your house.
And another thing I would imagine is, you know, there was a time when I used to have so many dogs that I didn't have a yard. I considered it a dog pasture. So that's another thing. If you're going to be walking around checking out the house or the yard, you don't want to be stepping in a little surprise. So
exactly.
Another thing you got to think about.
Yeah, just cleaning up after your pet. And along with that is if you have some dogs that like to run around in your grass and it's very like the grass is all mulled up and stuff. It wouldn't hurt just to replant grass too.
Sure.
Especially for showing or for listings, the pictures, it'll go a long way if you have a nice green grass versus all dug up and muddy.
Right.
And then the last tip I have for that is just cleaning your house. Clean. You know, there's been times that I go to a showing and there's dog hair all over the floors. And it's like, I have dogs too. I know, like, I'm vacuuming every single day.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with it. But, like, there's been houses I walk into and my socks, I leave and my socks are, like, full of dog hair.
Oh, yeah.
And you just don't want
buyers. Can't go in there wearing that black jacket.
No, absolutely not. And you don't want buyers to have that last impression of, oof, that house was kind of dirty. I don't know if we want that. Mm-hmm. So just doing your best to clean up after your pets is the main,
you
most
know,
important.
Because, Caitlin, not everybody is a pet lover like we are.
Right.
You know, sometimes it takes them a while.
It does,
But, yeah, there's, I mean, you know, dogs even, they might not stink or smell, But let's face it, being dog owners, they have their odor if they're wet or, you know.
It's just a pet smell. And I'm not saying it's horrible or whatnot. It's just
In fact, a lot of people like it.
Exactly.
You know, it smells like wet dog. Yeah, yep. Smells like happy dog to me, you know.
And another thing, too, is sometimes you just can't win. People have allergies and they walk in a house. You do your best to clean and hide and get rid of all the evidence, but their allergies are still going to affect them. So they're going to know. And if it's not the house for them, whatever, move on. We'll find a different buyer. But it's funny, though, because like the way that pet owners talk about their pets, like people who don't like pets must think we're crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like pets, they destroy your house. You have to constantly, you know, clean up after them. If you have dogs, you have to plan on when you're going to leave, who's going to take care of them. Mm-hmm. You know,
to be honest with you, Caitlin, I like my pets probably more than those people anyway.
I know. Do you call them fur babies?
No.
I know some people hate that.
No, I call them my boys.
Yeah, I don't have any kids, so sometimes I do say fur babies, but I know some people absolutely hate that. So.
No, nothing babies for me. But no, I mean, I love having my dogs, and then you talk about a fenced-in yard. You know, the thing is about a fenced-in yard, it's not just for keeping the dogs and the maybe possibly kids in. It's also there to keep other things from coming in, you know, not just keeping them from going out, but keeping things from coming in.
Exactly.
Nice to have.
It is nice to have.
When you can open up your sliding patio door or whatever, and the dog can run in and out. I mean, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And the main thing, too, you know, if you are a seller looking to sell your house, again, just get in contact with a realtor. Start having those conversations. We can come over to your house. We can help you, you know. We'll be very honest if your house does have an odor, if it doesn't, if there's certain things, you know, I know a lot of times dogs will scratch at the wood floor damage things. And those are simple things that we can help point out and say, you know, I know you've been living here for 20 years and you probably walk over this floor every day and don't even see the scratches, but maybe it's something that we should, you know, address and fix and whatnot.
So, I used to have a bell that hung by my door. And my dog would come and ring the bell when it needed to go outside. Mm-hmm. Well, one of my cats picked up on that. And they don't just ring the bell, and especially in a log house, they scratch the hell out of everything. And basically had to rebuild part of a wall by the door because the cats had destroyed it. But, you know, having animals, having pets, they got their pros and their cons.
They absolutely do. So, yeah, just, you know, start having those conversations with a realtor, and we can help you find a house that has, you know, those pet features that don't have those pet features. I know a lot of people love those little cat doors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Some people hate them. So start having those conversations. We'd love to help you find a home and, you know, help you if you're going to list your home, point out those features on what maybe needs to change.
Okay. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert Caitlin Soley? Maybe they got questions about pets and buying a house.
Yeah, my number is 320-267-6692. You can text or call me anytime.
Big plans for the weekend?
I will be at the Holly Dazzle Parade.
Oh, we'll be that's right. That's coming up.
So and, hopefully it's nice weather.
Yeah. How about next week? Thanksgiving?
Family. Be with family.
So. Well, it'll be a while till we see you again. So have fun at the parade and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. There you go. It's your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Our realty expert this week has been Caitlin Soley. We'll have a new one for you coming up on Wednesday. Until then, everybody, have yourself a wonderful weekend.